Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we're going to be visiting with Sharon Guffey Lewis, and a lot of you know that that means we're going to talk about Hitchcock House. So good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I hope you are good because you're just doing so much for Hitchcock House, and we want to first talk about an event that everybody's invited to.
Absolutely. On August the 15th, we're going to have music on the lawn. The Schmidt girls, Haley and Kelsey Schmidt from Lewis, are going to perform, and they play many instruments. And they're going to come and bring their instruments, flute, ukulele, all saxophone, I think, all kinds of instruments. And they sing. Actually, they're both music teachers. So they are going to perform for us. And you're welcome to come, and we hope that it's as beautiful a day as it is today.
Yes.
And you can bring your lawn chairs and something to drink and just sit and enjoy their good music. We also are going to serve a light meal about midway through the concert, and for a free will donation, we'll have a made rights and pulled pork, barbecued pulled pork. So you're welcome to come and eat a little supper and enjoy some more music and just sit under the shade trees and relax and have a fun Sunday afternoon.
You bet. So the plan is that this will be outside. Is there an alternate in case it is?
Oh, you always have a plan B. Yes, we will move it to the barn
rain or shine.
Rain or shine, yes. Oh, and man. Actually, the girls came about 2 or 3 years ago, and they performed in the rain. And I said, sometime we're going to have you back when it's a nice sunny afternoon. And so this is our opportunity to hear them again, because they were, we had to cut it short because of the weather.
I think I was there, actually. I remember at the end, it was getting kind of wet.
Yes, well, their instruments were getting wet, and I was concerned about that and the speakers and those kinds of things. And so we cut it short, and I told them we would have them back. And then, of course, last year we didn't get to do anything.
No. You weren't open at all, right?
No, we were not. We sort of took it month by month for the first 2 or 3 months after March. Everything shut down for a while, and we looked each month at our board meeting about, whether we should open or whether we should stay closed. And finally, we just decided, and I believe it was June, that it was just better for us to stay closed. You know, our volunteers are all people who work tirelessly for us. We could not do this without our volunteers. And we decided that for their safety, And for the safety of everybody, it was just better to shut. So we were closed all last year.
Did people forget about you?
Oh,
how's
no.
this year going?
Thank goodness. We've had such a good year this year, and we've been so excited about that, because when we opened, the 1st of May, I thought, well, we'll see how many people come. And we've just had really good attendance all summer. Just every day that I have been a guide out there, I've had just been swamped. I just go from tour to tour to tour to tour.
Well, that's great. There are people from the area who haven't been there, but you also have people from, well, maybe around the world. I'm not sure.
Well, one year I had some people from Egypt who were visiting, and it always amazes me, though, Levon, that people say, I've lived here all my life and I've never been here to the Hitchcock House. I've heard about it, so I just decided I was going to come. And I think, well, good for you.
Yes. It
is a piece of history that we really need to celebrate, that it is still standing. Because there are lots and lots of houses that are no longer standing. So we are so fortunate to have a National Historic Landmark in our midst. And people need to take advantage of that. And they do. Yeah. They bring their visitors. They bring their relatives. And I've had a lot of people this summer from the area who bring visitors who are coming here. I think everyone is just so glad to be back out again and able to go someplace. And for a while we required masks, and then as they lifted the ban on not wearing masks, we decided that we would also and just leave it up to the people. We have masks available. We have hand sanitizer all over the house. And we sanitize the handrails. And, of course, we ask people not to touch anything anyway other than the handrails. But we sanitize the handrails. And
what's the fee?
$5 is the fee for entrance for a tour. And if you are 13 and younger, you are free.
All right.
And so high school students have to pay, but younger than freshmen in high school are free.
Okay. How long is a tour? How long does it last?
It depends on the guide. Some tours are really long. Dana Kunze gives a wonderful tour, but... He will admit he talks and talks and talks about it, and he has a encyclopedia of knowledge of that place.
He's marvel. He's been involved since the beginning.
Yes,
hasn't
he has, and he is just a godsend to us. And I call him all the time and say, I had this question today, and I bet you can answer it. Mm-hmm. And almost always he can. But so some tours are longer. Mine are about an hour, and I usually ask people, are you in a hurry? Because sometimes they are.
Right.
And I try to be respectful of that. Yeah. But otherwise, we go,
Well, it probably makes some difference how many questions they ask.
Sure. Exactly. We try to keep the group small. I try not to have more than six in a group. The rooms are not that big. And, trying to do some social distancing yet, we try to keep the group small. And sometimes I have people join a tour. We try not to have people wait. Mm-hmm. But we do have a big screen TV now on the wall and a CD player, and so we can play, and a tape player, so we can play a lot of the tapes about the Underground
Some
Railroad.
Background
information while they wait if we are just that packed. And I have been this summer. It's just amazing to me. I have had 10 and 12 people in one day and sometimes more. And, that's too many people in one tour.
Yes, it is. So now you've mentioned Dana is a guide. You mentioned you are a guide. Where do guides come from? Who are they, and how do you find them?
Well, I wish I could manufacture them, but because I am very, very short on guides. People will work in the granary, but are much more reluctant to want to be a guide because they think they have to memorize it all. And truly, you do not have to memorize it. But people will say, well, and I said, well, yes, after 20 years, I should have it in my head by now. But you do not have to memorize the script. We have a guidebook, and we ask people to read it. And the more you read it, and it's like anything else, the more you do it, the more familiar it becomes. And everybody's tour is a little different.
Yes. And that's okay.
And that's, I think that's true of any place you go and have a guided tour.
Unless those guides have it recorded in their heads and they don't really listen. I mean, I've been to tours where it's just like a machine. You might as well have a machine.
Yes.
And so having that personal
and
individual kind of tour is, I think, so much better.
So anyone out there in listening land, if you are interested at all in history, we have a story to tell. And it's a wonderful story. It's a hard story to tell sometimes, but it is a wonderful story, and it needs to be told.
Okay. So we've talked about the tours. What hours are you open?
We are open Wednesday through Sunday, from 1 to 5. The last tour begins at 4:15.
Okay.
Majority of the tours probably last about 45 minutes, okay. 45, 50 minutes.
So come Wednesday through Sunday, but right now you want people to come on Sunday the 15th.
August the 15th, and come and listen to Kelsey and Haley Schmidt perform. They are wonderful, and they have such great personalities. I just know they're great music teachers.
Starting at what time?
2:45.
Okay, and remember you can have supper there with a free will meal also. So we want to thank you very much, Sharon Guffey Lewis, for all the work you do with Hitchcock House and for all of us.
It takes a lot of people, and we have a wonderful board.
That's great. That's how things are successful.
Yes.
So remember that date, and until next time, here's a thought. Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Albert Einstein said that.